Let's turn now to a school story out of Los Angeles. It's about DIY Girls, an LA-based group supporting girls in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, math. A couple years ago, 12 DIY girls from San Fernando High School won a $10,000 Lemelson MIT grant and used it to make solar-powered tents for the homeless, which they're now trying to patent. Evelyn Gomez is an engineer who headed up DIY Girls at the time and is currently a board member. She joins us in the studio. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Robin.
And also joining us, Daniela Orozco. She's now a sophomore at Stanford University. Daniela, I understand when this started, though, you were one of the teenagers at San Fernando High School?
Yes, I was just an incoming senior.
Homelessness was something that you would often see.
Yeah, so when I first started high school, there'd probably be like one homeless person living under the freeway by our school, whereas in our senior year, there were multiple tents. Coming from low-income community ourselves, easily living from paycheck to paycheck, I know even my own household, I've had multiple times electricity cut off or the water cut off. Homelessness was definitely something that was close to our own hearts.
Yeah. Okay, so familiar with homelessness. How about with science, technology, engineering, math?
So I knew I wanted to do something in STEM. Through engineering, I saw how engineering could directly impact people's life. So yeah, coming into Stanford and through this project, I realized like mechanical engineering is what I want to do, and this is how I can best make an effort to help people in my life.
So let's talk to you, Evelyn. Again, when it started, you were the head of DIY Girls, do-it-yourself girls.
Yeah, that's right. When I learned of DIY Girls and the work that they were doing in the community where I grew up, I knew that I wanted to be involved, and I really wanted the girls to have this empowering experience where their voices and their skills could be put to help people. And I was able to do a hands-on project with the girls and after that, I had a list of 30 girls that were interested in the project.
This is underscoring another issue around STEM. Not enough girls in the STEM world. Not enough Hispanic young women.
Definitely. I know in my own education through undergraduate and graduate school, I was often the only Hispanic person in the room. And it makes a big difference and a big impression to somebody to see somebody that looks like you, a role model in front of you, that has done something that's hard, like engineering.
Because what did you think of yourself, like when you were the only one?
I think it really places a big burden on your shoulders. Is I'm not just representing myself, I'm representing, you know, my people, I'm representing my community.
Daniela, what were some of the skills that you and the other young women had to learn to do it?
We had to learn how to code on our own from like online sources. We even learned how to sew to make the entire tent by ourselves. Even just being able to present in public is something that we definitely had to adjust to quickly.